This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. China's extended Lunar New Year's holiday ended today, just not everywhere in China. Much of central Hubei province and its biggest city, Wuhan, are still locked down. Other cities are asking workers to stay out of the office for another week, and that includes Shanghai, where Marketplace's Jennifer Pack is based. She reports China's financial center is pretty much like a ghost town.
Outside Marketplace's Shanghai bureau, the roads are usually choked with cars and bikes, but now the streets are nearly empty. You can finally hear the birds sing. And when I arrive at this Starbucks, I'm the only customer, until Hao arrives. He's back from New York to visit family, and my first friend willing to meet up in over a week. When he walks in, instead of hi, he says, "Where's your face mask?"
How am I going to eat? How am I going to eat with a mask on?
We don't hug or shake hands. There's a lot of pressure to limit contact between people. Hao had a fight about it with his mother before leaving home.
My mother is like, "Are you going to go out and bring back the germs? We have old people at home. We have young kids at home. Don't go out."
And when he does leave home, he says every 30 minutes he uses hand sanitizer, which is in short supply. So are face masks. And even though the World Health Organization and the CDC say they won't protect against the virus, but good hand washing will, people still line up at a nearby pharmacy in the morning. This elderly couple arrived too late. The pharmacy sold out of masks and closed, just like other shops they've been to.
Each mask can only last 4 hours. We use one every time we come out and we don't have any more.
She says her surname is Mao before her husband pulls her away. People are afraid to speak out. Earlier this month, Wuhan police detained 8 people for spreading, quote, rumors about a new infectious virus, which authorities later confirmed were true. Shopping areas still have festive music and decorations for the Lunar New Year, but they're largely empty. Again, Hao.
I joke with my friend, it's like an apocalypse movie happening in China right now. There's very few people on the street. Chinese New Year is supposed to be a time of people getting together, celebrating.
Last year, Chinese consumers spent more than $140 billion in the first 7 days of the Lunar New Year, which is why Yang Suho likes to work during the holiday. He sells fur hats and animal pelts. I've had no sales today, he tells me. Further down the street, Chen Tailiang hasn't seen many customers at his bakery either, but he expects business to pick up eventually.
People need food. When the virus is contained, things will get back to normal.
But that might take a while. Shanghai's government says workers should stay away from their offices for another week. The U.S. State Department is advising Americans to avoid traveling to China. Meanwhile, Chinese residents and businesses are doing their own tracking of people they consider outsiders to contain the virus. Now, anyone entering the building where Marketplace's office is must have their temperature checked, write their name, ID, or passport number, and phone contact, and indicate whether they've been to Hubei province, the epicenter of the virus outbreak. It's a critical period, says the security guard. He won't say how the information will be used. Leaving home now feels like a big health risk. Again, Hao.
Like right now, talking to you so close, it's very dangerous.
You want me to step further back?
But I trust you're not a carrier.
A trust he bases on nothing at all. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.